Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
No, you know what? You and your father both have terrible pants on today. Not the Bad Pants Open. This is our occasional golf tournament, okay? Garrett and Jason are out here, all right? I've known Garrett since he was just a wee young lad. We were raising money and doing it out here at Wildcat Golf Club. We had our charity event. By the way, if you want to have a charity event, this is a great, great place to have your event, Wildcat Golf Club. We're out here today for our occasional golf tournament. Guys already eating burritos over here. Well, way early. Get yourself some Bloody Marys, guys, all right? If you're sitting here not drinking, then I'm very disappointed in all of you. Let's go. Let's tie one on. You can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning. That's the way I look at it. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number to call. It's okay. We haven't talked about it in a while. And Jeff Van Gundy is driving out here, and it sure would be nice to get his thoughts on this. It's just basically a swap of contracts. If Russ didn't want to be here anymore, I mean, you got to find a way to get out of it. They had to find a way to get out of the Chris Paul deal, and they found a way by giving up like 40 draft picks and getting Russell Westbrook. And then Russ didn't want to be here anymore, so they had to find a way to get rid of him. And so they bring in John Wall, and they get a draft pick. It doesn't start until 2023. So that draft pick is at least a couple of years away. And then it's lottery protected, lottery protected, lottery protected. And then in 2026, you might get two second-rounders. If they can't find a way to get that first rounder. So, and there's a good chance you'll never get that first round pick because the Wizards always suck. Now, I don't think they're going to be all that bad with Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. It'll be interesting to see Russell bring all kinds of energy. Hey, I got to give it up to Russ. First of all, I love the energy that he brought to the team, a team that, and Jeff Van Gundy even talked about it with his team sometimes. Yeah, we didn't bring energy tonight. It's always amazed me with just 82 games how that some games, well, we just didn't bring energy. And, it's just, what? I mean, you'd be a bajillion dollars you guys make. At least for 82 games you could bring energy. I know back-to-back, and it's a hard, hard life y'all are living in your private jets and your five-star hotels. But bring some, but at least do that. And, you know, I give Russ so much credit because he did. He brought energy every single night. And he brought an enthusiasm for the game and, you know, and athleticism like you're not going to – the most athletic guy in the league. And so the Rockets are going to miss that. And I got to give him credit, too, that he stopped shooting threes because he wasn't any good at it. And he actually had some self-awareness, and he stopped shooting threes. And that was – and he became a better basketball player. For a while, you know, before the pandemic hit, Russ was the best player. Russ was the Rockets' best player. And he was and he was awesome. It was great having Russ here on this basketball team. Because I think another thing is I think he was an example for other guys. He was an example for James. You know, he talked about accountability and that he didn't like the accountability on this basketball team at times. And maybe James learned a thing or two from him, you know, about some accountability and bringing it every night.
Yeah. I'm for accountability.
Yeah.
I think that's a winning formula really with any team, but it's not a given. Even good teams have some issues sometimes with accountability for certain players, coaches, whatever the case may be. Yeah, Warwick Davis is phenomenal. But
don't get distracted. I can't You're talking get about Russ
Warwick
now.
Davis.
Oh, he saw another
man.
Little
let
person.
Me see.
He saw another little person.
His show on HBO is maybe the greatest show that's ever been made. But anyway, that's the one big concern is accountability for James. I mean, now Maury leaves and D'Antoni leaves. You think, okay, well, maybe that's going to change. Russell mentions culture. We already heard that the big issue for Chris Paul was that James kind of just did his own thing. I mean, or I should say the big issue was James didn't like Chris Paul telling him how to be a basketball player when he wasn't as good as he used to be or something like that. But he knows how to get ready. Like, he knows how to – he's a pro. It's okay to learn to be a pro. Now, I'm not saying James is – James clearly works out. Mm-hmm. I see lots of workout videos. I think he's in
James
shape and all
hard.
That stuff. He does. I think it's just – what is the pro mentality and the pro approach? You know, maybe he just doesn't. I just think we all think he doesn't have that. It's just that we call it championship DNA, whatever you want to call it. But it is a concern when a guy who's his friend that they do dance videos on the bench all the time before games, and now that guy wanted out of there because of culture. Like, just to assume that it doesn't include James feels like a stretch. James is the culture of the Rockets. How could it not be? Was he talking about Tillman? Was it culture means the owner's too involved? Or I don't know. We'll never know what he meant unless, just like you said, unless he goes on a podcast with former players, with Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes or whatever. And Russ isn't really – he's not really buddy-buddy with a lot of guys around the league. You don't see him banana boating around with pictures on social media of him hanging out at these parties and those parties.
No.
And so I get the feeling Russ doesn't really care about telling you what he thinks. You don't even hear Russ talk that often.
No, but I think with it, when he was down with COVID and he couldn't play, he was on the sideline just going nuts for his team, cheering. Remember him? He was enthusiastic. I think. Well, who was it? Said it was Austin Rivers. Said Russ is the best teammate he's ever played with. He's the best teammate he's ever played with.
Yeah.
So. I mean, that's saying something about it, because how much ball has Austin Rivers played in his life? And Russ was the best teammate because he just cared so much. I mean, I missed that. I don't know what John Wall's bringing to this tape. I don't know what he's bringing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if he's got that kind of attitude. All I know about John Wall is that he's never around. He's always here.
I like guys that are available.
Yeah. What kind of?
I like guys the best.
What kind of ability, Lance?
Availability.
Availability.
Availability is the best ability.
That's pretty much, and he does the Dougie. That's all I know about John Wall, right?
He did. Yeah, he did. That was a while back.
Hasn't
he did
Colin
it.
Cowherd hated him forever because he did the Dougie?
Yes.
Yes.
That's one of the guys that he thought.
I mean, yes.
Also, I think Baker had his hat backwards on time.
Yeah.
Got a lot of heat.
Colin Cowherd hates that.
Although, does Baker strike you as a grinder in the offseason?
I don't know that. You can't say it.
I saw a video or a picture of him partying in a. Now it's just one shot. He didn't look like he's a. The comparison was Joe Burrow sculpting his body, working out, because Joe was really transforming his body type, and you know he also goes to the same place that Tom Brady does to help you increase your velocity as a passer. He's been doing that since he was. I want to say at Ohio State, but definitely since he was at LSU, it's a place that helps you learn to drive off your legs better, and it's a real biophysical thing. So he's trying to get his arm strength up, and he's done it. Ohio State used to kill him about it. Did you ever read that article from The Atlantic?
Mm-mm.
They said he threw like a girl or something like that. Something
oh,
really.
How's
oh,
Sarah
yeah.
Fuller feel about this?
How does my daughter feel? My daughter hates hearing that stuff too.
Yeah.
The handmade feminist.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird. But anyway, she's not one of the handmaids. She's one of the Marthas. She's a Martha feminist. But anyway, so he's out there working on every aspect, and then they show that picture of him, and then next to it they show Baker, real soft body guy who's in a pool holding a drink. And look, you're capturing a picture of Baker.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that's how he always is, but I think that's the mindset, is that that's how that guy is.
Well, what I see is Baker always in the stadium trying to make sure that the stadium, the seats are washed, and he's making hot dogs for people.
He does a lot of commercials now.
He does do a lot.
What he does more? What does he have more of?
Touchdown passes or
commercials? Unique commercials or touchdown passes this year. When I say unique commercials, has he filmed, like, okay, there's one with Jedrick Wills. For those, a lot of people probably don't realize the book club one, there's a big guy, that's rookie tackle Jedrick Wills somehow got in that commercial.
Nice.
So the book club one, then there's the ones, if we count last year's, there's about six of them at least.
And what about all the Heisman Trophy ones?
There's Heisman Trophy ones too, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's probably touchdown passes, but not by much.
I don't. No, I think it's real, real
It might
close.
Be. Over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Touchdown passes this year, commercials, like I said, unique commercials, different commercials. It's probably close.
I might go with unique commercials on this one. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, still plenty of time. Coach is going to be in here soon. Roynell Young is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. ProVision is the benefactor from today's events, which is awfully nice. We're not the Texans Foundation. We're not going to, you know, bring them $5 million, but we're going to do our best. And we're going to have raffles, and we're going to have – we've got, you know, obviously the people paying to play in the tournament. This thing is full, too. We got two teams on every hole. Two teams on every hole. That's how much people wanted to play in this thing. So that's awesome. We really appreciate all of you coming out here at Wildcat Golf Club, where, by the way, you can pick up a gift card here or, you know, go to the pro shop, get your gift card, or go online at wildcatgolfclub.com, get a $100 gift card, and for somebody, and that's a great stocking stuffer or a gift for somebody that you need. How about your office? Give them a $100 gift card. Somebody in your office or your whole office, if you've got an office, give them a $100 gift card out here to Wildcat Golf Club, and you get a free round of golf during the week, a free round extra on top of that $100 gift card. So that's happening right now at wildcatgolfclub.com, or come to the pro shop and get that job done. And you can use it on anything. You can use it on merchandise here, on Coors Lights here. You can use it on food, whatever it is that you want. You can use it out here at wildcatgolfclub.com. Taking a break, ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Coach walks up on us with a mask and a Georgia hat on. He had no idea, but it looked like Green Bay. I thought it was a Packers hat, too. But you guys stole that.
You can't.
We're colorblind.
Confuse the great Georgia Bulldog logo with the Green Bay Packers. Come on.
Well, they're identical. But your daughter went to Georgia, so you're a big Georgia.
I love Georgia. I love Georgia.
She's done in Georgia? She is done, right?
She's been out 3 years already.
Oh, golly. But are you what 11? About the youngest one?
She's a sophomore in high school.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is she? That's Annoying Rats girl, right?
Yeah, that's the crazy nine rat. Yeah. And she doesn't play sports anymore. She's a theater girl.
She is. Yeah. Hold on. You have to put context. You can't assume everyone listened to every show at every hour. We go, oh, that daughter's a gnawing rat girl. Like, no. whoa.
Well, coach,
that's way out of line.
Coach coached their second grade team, was it?
Fourth.
Fourth grade team.
Is a basketball team, and they were the Crazed Nine Rats.
Girls basketball team.
Did you name them, or they named themselves?
No, that was a name. That's how my junior college coach said we needed to play like the Crazed Nine Rats. Oh. Now, the logo was developed by a local artist, so we had our own T-shirts of Crazed Nine Rats. Yeah, and guess what? The shirts were the best part of our game.
Yeah. And how are you enjoying? You're enjoying Georgia football? You're enjoying Stenson Bennett this year?
No, we've changed. Now we've gotten the guy from USC.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're ninth in the country. Like, we're good. We're just not.
But
not Georgia good.
Not Georgia good.
Right. You know, like.
Kirby built up a team that at any season you felt like this might be the year they could challenge Alabama. And you don't feel, well, I thought it might be interesting this year, and then until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, and think about it. They had this defense at the start of the year that was dominant.
Yeah.
And then they got riddled.
Yeah.
You know, for a couple weeks in a row. So, you know, they're, like you said, they're good. They're really good.
Yeah.
They're just not national champions.
So, John and I talked about this. I want to get, just for a second, staying in football, college football. So, because of COVID, players were allowed to opt out, right, of this season because of COVID concerns to start the season. Several players did. Even if you play, you still can get your season back. Like, you can still go back and play next year. That will have to – I think that could cause some issues with certain teams who are ready for seniors to move on and play younger guys. But we'll see how that goes. But now the new thing is – and I know you'll have an opinion on this – players just opting out in the middle of the year because they're just done. They want to get ready for the draft. And their team's still playing games. Some guys are opting out in the middle of the year. I'm worried that this is going to become a big issue moving forward, that players are just going to – when the going gets tough, when their team's not in it anymore, they stop winning, they'll just shut it down because there's nothing really to stop it. Do you have a thought on this at all?
I do. And I – first of all, the media tells you you can't criticize these kids.
Right. They're kids.
You can't criticize
them. That's what
you hear. Yeah. You can't criticize them. Well, yes, I can if I want. Okay? That's number one.
Yeah.
You know? Not everything has to be accepted as okay. So we had this discussion, I don't know if you guys remember, back when it became...
Load management?
No, when it became about the bowl games, skipping the bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked back then, okay, it's bowl games now, and then it will go to something else. And now it's going into the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And look, I have no problem with people opting out. That is their choice to opt out. But... to act like it's okay and that they're above scrutiny. Like, health reasons is one thing. I guess draft reasons is another. So I feel like before the season, I get it. During the season, if it's a health issue, I get it. The guy from Texas, was
he
it
just
Texas?
Wants to go
he just
work
said,
out for the draft.
I don't have any more things I have to put on tape. I've done my... And this is where I think college sports has gone a lot with the one-and-done in basketball. It's like a way station until I get what I want. Yeah, and I'm not saying it's wrong because coaches do the same thing when they leave jobs and all that, but I just to say that you have to be okay with that, you have to be fine with that. As a college football fan, I'm not fine with it.
Yeah, no, it's and if I'm an NFL team and I look at that guy, I don't think it's –
they don't care at all. They don't care.
No, but I'm not. I want a guy that loves football and wants to play football.
Well, I want a guy who loves teammate that wants to be part of a team.
Yeah, team.
And you can still love football and opt out.
It's not going to hurt their draft.
I don't think it is either, unfortunately. And it's going to get. Right, so. I think it's going to get worse and
worse. Football is different too, because you can sustain an injury like the kid from who's a linebacker from Notre Dame.
Yeah,
right. Like these catastrophic injury.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Yeah.
Career-altering injury. So I get it from that standpoint, too. It's a hard predicament, but to act like it doesn't have any impact on the sport, it does.
All right, what's the impact of the trade? What are your thoughts on it?
I thought, when I looked at it, I think the clear winner is Westbrook, because Westbrook gets to go to Washington now to play for someone that he's played for in Scott Brooks, and the ball goes back in his hands. I think both teams will benefit from a freshness for each of their groups, where both Wall and Westbrook were a little bit discontent that they had they were the number two guys on their team. Now they switch spots, and they're still maybe number two, but it's different. And I am so interested to see, you know, Wall is younger. Wall is a better passer, but not as good a rebounder at all. And I just want to see, does he enjoy sharing the ball with Harden or playing off the ball even more than Westbrook did? I think, you know, so much of it is attitude, like how you view it as a player coming in. Because it's not an – they have two point guards. Harden is a full-time ball-dominant point guard. You know, how does Wall react to it? I know Westbrook didn't want to play like that anymore. So he gets to get back to having the ball in his hands more. How does Wall react? I think it'll be interesting.
Do you believe, James, when Steph Curry said he told him, I want to play the beautiful game. I don't like playing like this.
Do I believe
it? Do you believe that to be the case?
No.
No, none of us do.
No.
He's
no,
benefited
no.
too much from
no,
it.
No, and I'm not saying – but and here's the thing. I'm not saying it's wrong either. The idea that because they play different and because they may play in a style that is not as enjoyable to watch at times when one guy's dominant of the ball, that doesn't mean it's not their best way to play
right.
and their most successful way to play. So everybody is on Harden. That will not work. That will not work. That will not work. Well, the regular season tells you it will work. And when they beat L.A. in the first game of last year's playoffs in round two, was
had
anyone,
a lead in the second.
Yeah, was anybody saying
game.
This is not working?
No,
no. So what happens is when you get to coach or reflect through the rearview mirror, now you get to say it. But so you wanted Harden to share the ball and run motion and have like what Tucker handling more or House handling more or you know. I mean, a little bit of – I think James Harden in that way gets unfairly criticized. He does not dictate how they're going to play. Mike D'Antoni, who I think is one of the brightest guys I've ever been around, he decided this gives us our best chance to win.
Did you hear Daryl saying, listen, if Mike Trout is at the plate, he gets the bat one – but we get the – we in basketball, Mike Trout gets the bat every at-bat if we want. Because if James Harden takes all the shots, we want
but
that because he's the best player.
But see, that's to me, there is a fundamental flaw that we saw in baseball with the Tampa Bay Rays this year with the idea of taking Blake Snell out. The analytics guys, and they've added so much to sports, and I have a lot of respect for it. But the idea and the mindset that it's that simple that one guy, because the numbers tell you one guy goes over and over and over, and that the numbers tell you to act like to have the inability
yeah.
to take each individual situation
right.
and not judge it in and of itself
well,
to me
right.
is a huge flaw in
well
analytics.
And that too affects every player on the court right
yes here's the idea not every mid-range jumper was created equal
right
so Kawhi's mid-range pull-up or unguarded pull-up is far different than somebody else's so the generalization of analytics is off base. And I would say in basketball, too, regular season analytics and playoff analytics are two different
mm-hmm.
scenarios.
Yeah. Right.
So why is it that the championship team, you know, with Kawhi, with Kevin Durant, with the Warriors, they shoot a lot of mid-range jump
shots?
They
do.
So this idea that it can be, you know, every team's going to have the same shot profile or every player is going to play the same way, I think – in that way, it's not their style as much as Harden hasn't been at his very best at times in the playoffs when their very best was needed, when his very best was needed. I don't think it had anything to do with style.
No. All right. No.
Yeah.
Roy Nell is going to join us on the other side.
Yeah.
Roy Nell, Young Pro Vision, a founder and just unbelievable human, is going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. So we'll give him a call and talk about ProVision. But right now we're talking about Mark Klein and Klein's Jewelry, 832-316-1388. Mark Klein will quote you over the phone. You tell him what you want. And you know, it's better if you go to the store, 5868 Westheimer. It's right there at Fountain View and Westheimer. It's easy to get to, very accessible, right there on Westheimer. And you go there and you bring him a picture or you tell him what you want, or his display case is full of everything, or you just describe it for him and he can make it in the back. He's a manufacturer in a retail store. Or you go to the website where he has 190,000 different diamonds that you can choose from. And you choose the exact one that she wants this holiday season. Christmas is here. He's got an unbelievable deal for you going on right now. He always throws in extra. But, I mean, you can spend as little. And you say, well, jewelry. No, you can spend as little or as much as you want at Klein's Jewelry. 832-316-1388, 5868 Westheimer, or KleinsJewelry.com. You can do everything online. He'll send it to you. Free shipping right now. KleinsJewelry.com.
ESPN. 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back to Wildcat Golf Club for the occasional golf tournament. And it's benefiting ProVision. And the founder of ProVision, Roynell Young, former Philadelphia Eagle cornerback, and now just an unbelievable person doing unbelievable things for the city of Houston and for all of mankind, actually, with the way that he mentors these young men and actually teaches them to be great citizens around the country now. Roynell Young is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Roynell, how are you?
I'm great. Great, John. How you doing today?
Man, thanks for joining us, and thanks for doing what you're doing. Wish you could be out here today. We understand that this is a such a weird time. How has everything affected you and your school and your the living conditions? How has 2020 affected ProVision?
Well, It would be an understatement to say that this is probably the most unusual school year and time that I have ever experienced. And so we all are coping and making adjustments. We understand that nature doesn't adjust to us. We have to adjust to it. But it is very difficult. The population in the community that I have the privilege of serving were already struggling in many areas, and so this just compounds that whole reality. And so, but our kids are very resilient, the families are, and some of the amazing things that our young people have been persevering through, and I draw strength and inspiration and encouragement from them. But it's a reality. There are a lot of uncertainties, and every day, literally every day, we are met with a different challenge, you know, that we have to, you know, you got to fix the flat tire on the car while the car is running almost. And so, but it's still a privilege, in spite of all of that, it's still a privilege to, be able to serve and have the opportunity to serve, and that is the thing that keeps us all grounded.
Roy, now how long has ProVision been in place now? For how many years?
We will be celebrating our 31st year of doing ProVision. When I stepped away from the game, the NFL, in 88. And in 1990, ProVision came about. And so I've had the privilege, along with the former co-founder, Mike Anderson, he and I stumbled on this idea or this gift. It really was a gift from our creator to have an opportunity. At first, it was, of course, young men. Now it's the entire community. And so the school is just one aspect, but as you may know, We are into agriculture with farming. We have character development for both young men and young women. And now I'm happy to say we're looking at a 350-unit housing community that will be a safe and affordable housing And wow. So we think this ecosystem is crucial to helping a community such as this to unpack poverty and promote hope and possibility. The scripture that we founded this organization on was Luke 18:4, where it says that the Creator has chosen us to go out and share the good news. And the good news he was referring to was the opportunity to those who are the underdogs, the disenfranchised. And so we take that serious. We take that call literally. And that's what ProVision takes pride in doing is looking out and putting a safety net in place for the underdog.
Hey, Roy, it's Jeff. So,
hey, Jeff.
How you doing? I've been fortunate, guys, to be on the board for over a decade at ProVision. It's been one of the great life experiences that I've ever been a part of. It's when I got let go by the Rockets, this gave me a purpose.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here. Sorry about that. Coach was in the mid-sentence when we got cut off there. We actually dropped out here, or Del did something back. Probably pushed the wrong button or something back in the studio. So I don't know where you were, Coach.
It doesn't matter where I was, but I would just say, and I hope the listeners, like, take pity on me because I am so passionate about this. Roynell Young is an American hero who is doing incredible things in Sunnyside, and ProVision and Roynell are great stewards of the money. So whether it's this golf tournament today or some other fundraising thing where you see you're asked to donate to ProVision, either online, you can go to our website. The thing I would tell you is there has not been one time, not one time that I've donated money there where I thought they haven't used it to the best of their ability. Just this summer, Nancy Lieberman, the great basketball player, donated an entire outdoor court. And Mark Lanier and I, the great lawyer in Houston, supplemented that with an AstroTurf field right next to it, a small patch where they could play. But so he took this incredible, like, donation and stretched it to serve so many kids. It's just one aspect that I love about Roynell. I wish he wasn't as humble, but one of the reasons we are where we are is because of his humility, his perseverance. Think about it. A great NFL player gave the next 30 years to the underserved in the Sunnyside community. Is that not American hero stuff?
It is.
Absolutely.
It is, and it's really needed. You know, for the first time you told us about this back in about 2009 or 10, it is just something that is so needed by so many people. It doesn't just have to be one guy with an NFL profile. It doesn't have to be an African-American man. It can be there's so many people who can step up and do so many different things. And here's a blueprint, and it's a blueprint that started small and became – the footprint can become much bigger. And that's the thing. I think, you know, the message is you don't have to shoot for the end result. You go through that's the process. You know, you go through results, or you're a results person or process person, whatever it is. But the process is important. Once you start it, then you can build on the momentum. And that's why when Roynell says it's been over 30 years, hey, I'm sure Roynell, you can attest to this. It doesn't happen overnight. Getting people interested and donating money and getting the kids and working around the issues that you have inside communities and the teachers and the funding, that didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, you're correct. And the beauty of it is going down a path without a map and going without knowing, in a sense. Jeff mentioned that when he left the NBA, when I left the NFL, I went through a period of time where I had to redefine who I was. And inside of that, the essence of what I was created to do, who I was and what I was created to do and be. And so it doesn't feel like 30-plus years because, for me, it has been the discovery of my purpose. And so it becomes a great joy. And I thought about this the other day in the midst of COVID. If I was still playing in the NFL, I would probably thrive right now in the games because, for me, whether fans were there or whether they're not there, it didn't matter to me. What mattered to me was playing the game, getting it out of my system. And so while some people relied on outside stimulation, I went internal to find my purpose. And so whether a tree falls in the forest and anyone hears it, it doesn't matter. The fact of it is that all of us, if you think about it, what I'm doing is, it may seem amazing, but it really isn't. It's the least we should be doing as adults. And if all of us together find what that thing is we should be doing to make this place a better place, then we all benefit. And so no one organization, one person can do it all, but all of us can do something. And so to that, I thank you guys for contributing and those who are playing in the golf tournament today, because that you do helps to raise resources, and those resources raises the possibility for some young person who you will never get the opportunity to meet, but that you made a difference in their life. And so that's part of service as well.
Coach, I can't possibly believe that you haven't spoken with other NBA players or coaches or people around the game about this. I know how you are, and you brought it to the Final Four when they came, but they have to have opinions about this or ideas about getting involved in their own communities, I would think.
Yeah, and I think if you look at community service today, I'll just say in the NBA, there is so much better awareness now by the players. The players do incredible things, and each and every one of them, to a man for the most part, helps others much more than I think back in the 80s and 90s. Not that they didn't back then, but the awareness, the philanthropic nature of our players today is tremendous. And Lance, to go to your point, 30 years, Provision started as an after school basically program. And to see in 30 years how far they've come to, 500 students, so many families, farming, housing, character development, this has been a lifelong pursuit by Roy Nell. He said it found his purpose. And the thing that impressed me the most upon meeting him, I wanted to talk to him because he played in the Super Bowl against my Raiders. Hey, what was it like guarding Cliff Branch? He wanted nothing to do to talk about guarding Cliff Branch. Like, he wanted to talk helping kids.
Yeah, I've been trying to burn that copy every year during the Super Bowl where they show Cliff Branch taking the ball out of my hand.
He keeps bringing it up. Well, I want it before you go, Roy. Now, a lot of people may have a lot of issues with the Houston Texans, but I can't be prouder, maybe the most proud that I'm of this organization. I worked for them for 5 years. Most proud I am of them was their huge donation to you guys at ProVision, to see that. I don't know that there's a better way that they have spent their money over the years than what they did for you guys. Maybe you can just talk for a minute about Janice McNair and the Texans Foundation.
Yes, I would not hesitate. Mrs. McNair is just a wonderful human being. And I had the privilege of meeting Mr. McNair before he passed away. And many people come over and visit what we're doing. And in most cases, you get a pat on the back and everybody tell you, keep up the good work. And so he was a very sick man at the time, but he came over there. I got to believe that he came over there and God gave him the strength, because he was only supposed to spend 30 minutes and he ended up staying well over 2 hours. And we just talked about what we were trying to do to eliminate poverty. And he got real excited about the housing and But I still didn't think anything of it. But later on, after he passed, Mrs. McNair, she fell in love, and she told me a story that how excited and energized he was when he came back that day. She had not seen him that way, and that she was curious. And when she finally came to the campus, she understood. She told me that she understood why her husband was so excited about what we're doing and the way in which this levels the playing field. And so the day she came over, it was a beautiful exchange because you could tell when someone is authentic, and she totally embraced those young people. And every time I hear from her, the first thing is that she's concerned about the young people in Sunnyside. And so that was a major, major endorsement. More importantly, her spirit connected to the mission of what we were trying to accomplish, and that spoke volumes to me.
That's Roynell Young. ProVision, pro-vision.com, is that the website?
Pro-vision.
Dot org.
Yeah. Pro-vision.org.
And just a real quick, John, it was over $5 million that they donated.
Yeah. That's
to us. That's speaking with your actions,
that's
not
right.
Just like Roy was saying,
right.
A pat on the back.
No.
Keep doing it. This is like, you know, translating what you want to see happen with actions. We couldn't be more proud to be associated with McNair family.
$5 million is real. That's real. That hurts when you're giving that. That means you're doing something.
And you're directly impacting the path of so many families in need.
Yep. Roynell, thank you so much. We're proud to be just a small part of this and help in any way we can. And we'll pass it along to all the people out here. Yeah, it's great that they've signed up and donated. And we've got auctions and raffles and all kinds of great stuff going on. Hopefully we'll raise a bunch of money. Coach put up again, Roynell. He paid $2,000 to play with me in this thing. Can you believe that?
I don't know who lost in that one. Coach just told us he can't play. Oh, actually, you said Mark Jackson is. The one
hey, Roy, my golf game, unlike yours, is improving.
the reason golf is not at the top of my list, I have been inspired or I have been influenced by watching Charles Barkley. I said that's enough for me to sell the sideline. So
nobody wants to see that. Nobody. Needs
plus,
to see
when
that.
Do you have four open hours in a day?
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure you have four free hours.
I'm sure you're busy. Thank you so much, and thanks for what you've done for our community here. Roynell Young, right here on ESPN 97.5. Thank you.
Take care. Enjoy.
All right. We got a couple of minutes left here on the show. Actually, more than just a couple of minutes. And everybody's. Hey, maybe Coach can expound on Russ won the trade, Russell Westbrook, but what does this mean for the Houston Rockets?
Well, I think it's taking someone who wanted a different role and moving on and getting an equitable talent back. It's hard to not lose when someone's unhappy in their role, to not lose the talent that you need. So Wall, if healthy, and that's always a big if. He's played, I think, 73 games in 3 years. If he can come back and he is right, he'll give them the same transition game that Westbrook does. Great speed in the open floor, a terrific passer. So he'll give them that burst that they need. And then I think that the one interesting thing, they're going to lose a lot from a rebounding standpoint. Hopefully Christian Wood for them can rebound the ball.
Do you like him, Wood?
I think he's an unknown right now. You know, like he came and had a big-time year last year for a bad team. Can that translate into a really good year for a really good team? We're about to find out. I certainly think Rafael Stone made a really wise gamble, though, in trying to sign him. He got him on a great contract, and now we'll see. But I think it'll be Wall in the half court and Wall at the defensive end. Like, how does he adapt and adjust to how they play?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Steven Silas is going to put them in what he believes gives them their best chance to win. I think a lot of it will be similar. I think some will be changed. But I've known Steven since he was 15 years old, and I worked with his dad my first few years in the NBA with the New York Knicks. We were both assistants. Steven Silas is smart, and he is as good a person as you could ever want to meet in this world. And so, like, I think he's going to do a fantastic job. I think the Wall trade, you know, Westbrook is going to be a beneficiary. Wall needs to jump in with both feet in and just do whatever is asked. And Harden needs to be great. And I know there's questions of whether, you know, how invested is Harden. Harden is a baller. When they start to play, he will show up.
Yeah. There's never been that doubt with him.
No. What does Boogie mean?
Again, these are hard injuries. You know, Wall had the Achilles. Cousins had the Achilles. These are hard injuries to come back from and be what you once were. But from everybody, what I read, and that's all I can do, is that he's light and he's lean and that he's in great condition. And that gives you your best chance. But I would encourage fans to have a long rope with Cousins or Wall as they come back from injury and not make a day-to-day judgment on how good the trade was, because there will be ups and downs, because it's not easy missing NBA basketball than having a truncated preseason and then all of a sudden expect somebody to be great.
Would he be, if you're the coach, 20 minutes a game?
Well, I think it depends on his performance, but he certainly, from a talent standpoint.
But injury standpoint, you have to.
But I think Wood, from what I can gather, he gives them flexibility. He can play at the five. He can play some at the four. So I think, you know, if Cousins is able to be what he once was or reasonably close, you could say 24, 28, and maybe by the end of the year, 30 minutes if necessary.
Is small ball done?
Well, I don't know if everybody, I think, confuses small ball with skill ball. Like, to me, you have to have skill on the floor, and then you still have to, like, be able to defend and rebound. And so I think what you're always trying to do, and Rafael Stone, I think, has done a really good job, is he's tried to add size and skill so that they're bigger but they don't lose skill. I think that's very smart. I think they're more versatile now in how they can play, and it'll be interesting to see how it all meshes together, particularly, as you guys just mentioned, the injuries. It's hard to predict how guys come back from injury.
I think one of the big advantages you have with John Wall is that anytime you have someone coming, look, there's been three lower body, lower extremity injuries to Boogie Cousins. You just can't get around the fact that that is a concern. Wall, of course, an explosive player who has an Achilles is always a concern. But with guys who have been dismissed in one place and that becomes their mindset and they're negative, and when they have a chance to escape that and prove somebody wrong, a lot of times, if he's healthy, I think if John Wall is healthy and can move well, you're going to see, I think, a guy who is really at his best mentally, because he wants to, A, prove people wrong, but B, there's a lot of weight lifted off his shoulders because of what he's been labeled as for 3 years strong now.
I agree. I think the rejuvenation factor is going to play well. And I think it's going to play well with Harden.
All right. Thanks so much. Again, you stepping up, writing a check, coming out here, promoting ProVision, and doing what you do. That's awesome. We really appreciate
you. Thank you guys for continually being supportive of ProVision and this golf tournament, all these people out here to support that mission. They're doing something. Maybe they don't even realize how much good they're doing.
Yep. We appreciate it. We appreciate Wildcat for having us, hosting us out here today. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors. St. Arnold is going to be out here, so we are going to enjoy that. We're enjoying burritos right now. Cobos Q after the round. Thanks so much. Texas Custom Patio, Site Jeb, Klein's, Cutwater Spirits, Texas Citizens Bank, Apollo Men's Health, Chastang Ford, Patrick, they stepped up. They've been unbelievable what they're doing here with the longest drive and raffles and doing so much for us. Hair Solutions Houston, TPC Industrial, HR&P, Twin Peaks, C-Force, and, of course, all the work that Courtney has done for us here at ESPN 97.5. Todd as well, putting this thing together. Great job. We really appreciate them. Before we go, Joel and Charlie are up next here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. If you think that there aren't going to be some cold, I wonder how Coach is going to. I don't think Coach has ever seen me with a few Coors Lights.
He doesn't know.
Hey, Dell, how much is Coach going to enjoy that?
Not much.
Okay. So I'm going to enjoy my cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I mean, it's cold outside, but I'm going to be even. You know what? You could still be parched in the cold, and I will be parched until I drink the world's most refreshing beer. And that is Coors Light. If you're looking for Texas chill, my mountains are going to be blue all day long. How are your mountains? Are they blue? If they're not, get you some blue mountains with Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. It's the official beer of me. And I want you need to make it the official beer of you. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5.